When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Rockline Alley Show. 21 Pilots tickets coming up in about 30 minutes. K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout continues. We'll also be on with you for an additional hour. Summer Hours rolling on. Keeps us live till 11 on K-Rock. Even though you didn't ask for it, you're getting it anyway. Here's the question. Do you consider yourself book smart or street smart? Some people claim that you cannot be both. So if you could pick which smart you are, I would always argue street smart is more valuable in life. Book smart, I know a lot of friends that did stud, not friends, I mean nerds, but people that went to school.
I know a lot of people I teased that did well in school.
They read books, they got great grades, they were really good, street smart, but book smart, but they couldn't figure out a way to survive 15 minutes out in the wild.
I know some people when I went to school with that were super smart and they're hugely successful.
Yeah, but are they street smart?
No, not necessarily, but they're very rich.
Well, in that case, that's probably better. But regardless, we turn it to the streets for a round of street science. Here we go.
You are now about to witness the strength of street science.
And the question we have is a question that has divided society for years, and that is shrimp a treat? The reason we bring this up is because last week during Little Allie Knows the News, I asked a question. The question was as follows. This summer, this treat has been recalled by the FDA. It was something like 50 pounds or 50,000 pounds of this treat has been recalled from the FDA. When the answer was revealed to be shrimp, everyone on the show gave me a hard time and said, why would you refer to it as a treat? Shrimp is not a treat.
Right.
Ever since then, there's been this debate. So Jake went into the streets with a microphone to ask regular people if they thought that shrimp was classified as a treat.
What's your name?
Diana.
Diana from where?
From Burbank.
Diana, what do you consider a treat?
I like cookies.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Sure, why not?
See?
More lukewarm responses.
That's another vote for yes.
I think that
half
the people...
That's not a yes.
No, it's not, and I think half the people that are saying yes just want Jake to go away.
That's true.
Well, a lot of people want Jake.
Sure.
It is hot outside. Yeah. He's pitting out so hard, dude.
Such a treat. Bye.
This person has an interesting theory of what a treat is.
What's your name? Barrett. Barrett from where?
From L.A.
Barrett, what would you consider a treat?
A treat? Ooh. I mean, my basic one would be the Pizookie from BJ's.
Oh, man.
Can't believe in the sentence, Pizookie from BJ's. He went with the Pizookie as the treat over the BJ. It's a great treat. Would you consider a BJ a treat?
He glossed over BJ.
That's the biggest treat there, but okay. He brings up a good point. Pizookie, the pizza cookie, is
a
treat.
My basic one would be the Pizookie from BJ's. That's a guilty pleasure. Or Donut Hut in Burbank. And they got the best sugar donuts ever.
Also, he's not wrong. This guy knows treats.
Yeah, he could name specific ones, which a lot of people couldn't do.
So do you think, Allie, when asked the follow-up question, will he consider shrimp to be a treat?
No, he's all in on sweet treats.
Consider shrimp a treat?
Considering it'll kill me, probably not.
Well, this guy's allergic to shrimp. It's a terrible guy to ask. Oh, who knew? He's allergic.
Is that not the best allergy? Allergic to shrimp. Sorry, I can't have it. That's great.
Those poor people, they'll never get an endless shrimp deal.
Think about the people who are allergic to peanut butter and how delicious that is.
There's so many arguments on the text line, including 562 said, guys, drop the mic reason shrimp is a treat. And Klein is right. At Benihana or any other hibachi place, what they do with it when they give you the shrimp, it's the big finale. It's always the excitement. They give you a few extra shrimp. They say, a little extra shrimp, a little treat.
How's Benihana doing?
Yeah, because they're expendable, dude. Here you go. Nobody cares about this. I'll throw it over there like trash.
Exactly. It's like putting out bread at the table.
When we went into
one's like, woo, a treat. It's free.
When you made the dumb argument you made about Joshua Jackson being an A-lister, we sent Jake into the streets and he talked to a ton of people and they all basically agreed Joshua Jackson is no A-lister.
Right. And I admit I accepted it.
So
yeah, you're not accepting this.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie from where?
Sun Valley.
What would you consider a treat?
Chocolate truffles.
There you
go. Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Yeah, how come?
They're good. It's not something you find at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Burger King.
So there's no treats at Jack in the Box or Burger King?
Not really.
All right, so hey, listen, this guy is, forget his second
that's
point.
That's not true.
Nobody's passionate about shrimp, no, man. Just, what do you think? Just get it.
It was expendable to Red Lobster, too. Were like, let's just give endless amounts of this, because who cares?
Shrimp is not only a treat, it's one of the greatest treats. And this guy, listen to this.
Shrimp are bottom feeders. They're filled with poop.
Allie. So are you.
She's right.
They have to de-poop them before you eat them. Listen. That's how much poop is inside of them.
Yeah. Well, that's, by the way, that's every animal you eat.
No. They are especially filled with poop.
You don't think the hamburger that you ate at one point was a cow filled with poop?
What?
But not the meat. What are you talking about, dude? There's no crap in the meat.
Poop? All
right, yeah. What are you talking about?
We're arguing. Don't argue.
It's
with
not
me.
Like their whole vertebrae is that black line of just poop.
That's all poop.
Well, okay, it's not poop.
Yes, it is. Or,
listen.
What do you consider a treat?
A treat for me would be shrimp cocktail.
Right out of the gate. Now, this guy didn't even...
Okay, what, in the 80s?
This guy did not even get... he didn't even get to the shrimp part of it. The guy, I could have picked anything in the world. He said shrimp cocktail is a treat, and he's right. It's a treat. Shrimp cocktail is a treat.
When you're going
treat.
To a seafood place, getting a shrimp cocktail is sure, yeah, that's exciting, but it's not a treat.
Let's not forget about the coconut shrimp at Outback. Good point.
They do have good coconut
909.
Shrimp.
The coconut shrimp, I believe it's called the... Walkabout shrimp or something is an absolute effing treat.
It's okay. It's more about the dipping sauce.
Yes, it's more about anytime you're naming a good shrimp a dish, it's about what it's being cooked in breaded in. It's not about the shrimp itself.
Jake approached this man out of the blue and he said, name any treat. And the guy said shrimp cocktail. I mean, you're not even like...
But estilo sinaloense.
What's that mean?
That means like a shrimp cocktail, but... Mexican style from the state of Sinaloa.
Oh.
Would shrimp by itself be a treat?
Not really.
Yes.
For me, not really. It has to be...
What are you talking about? For you? You're just getting stupid.
Sinaloa style.
Yeah.
That's just how I was raised.
That's how it's prepared. 818 said, I love shrimp, but it is the cockroach of the sea.
No, lobster is the cockroach of the sea.
No, dude. Lobster is a delicacy.
Yeah, well, that's because it's got a good PR campaign behind it.
So you think there's not enough PR for shrimp?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you save them?
I'm doing my part.
You're going to be the shrip man.
I will let this final... This will be the final
get a
vote.
Shrimp and hat.
It's the final vote, Allie, okay? So we've heard some people, pros and cons. We'll go with... Whatever this person says, we'll determine who wins the argument.
What's your name?
Cole.
Cole from where?
Cole from Burbank.
Cole, what do you consider a treat?
A little brownie you get at like...
You should know everyone, when they're asked to give the example of a treat, they're giving you sweet things.
Yeah, because the general public is dumb, and the general public usually picks the most obvious answer. But if you were to think about it, what do you get more excited about? When you're at any sort of a party and there's a tray pass, and someone's like, what do you got on that tray? Someone's like, oh, they got shrimp. People will crowd around that person.
Yeah, but you know what? They'll forget that shrimp and toss it aside if someone's got a lamb shank.
Yeah.
Soon as it's cool until something better comes along.
Yeah,
which
or
is
an egg roll.
Everything
egg roll's
else.
Even better than a shrimp.
I will say, in shrimp stirred fried rice, I do look for the shrimp more than anything.
By the way, it is the goat of the fried rice. Of all the fried rice out there,
added the fried rice, it's just shrimp.
Oh, shut up, Ellie.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, I would.
See, that's confidence.
That's 408. Right. Client's totally cherry picking these clips. YouTube and IG agrees shrimp is not a treat.
Tramp.
Tramp.